It is what it is, obviously, with the media. Good and bad, I guess, but I'll go back to saying they're great friends and they're great neighbors.
I don't know a lot about it. You know, I'm just sad to see something happen to the general like that, you know, and to the family involved.
Neighbors talking about General David Petraeus and his affair that has made big headlines and lots of people famous because all the tabloid-type people are crawling over neighborhoods to find out more about Petraeus, meaning the woman he had the affair with and Petraeus's family, to find out whatever they can. So those are two neighbors of Petraeus's talking about the situation, about, you know, not much, too much happens, but it's sad that he finds himself in this situation. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and that truly is the buzz in the backyard for a couple of different reasons. What did he know? When did he know it? What did he tell his girlfriend? And that's just scratching the surface. So the FBI withheld its findings about Petraeus' affair, they say, from the White House and Congress because they considered the reason that they found out it was the result of a criminal investigation that really didn't reach any kind of an intelligence level, is what they're saying. The agents followed the guidelines that would bar them from sharing info about what they're doing. The FBI is, has this history. If you think of crazy J. Edgar Hoover and how he literally had his hands in everybody's affairs, if you remember, because he would take politics and shove it in the face of a lot of the people, public figures that they were looking into. After the era of Hoover, they decided to come up with more specific rules to protect the private lives of people whom we elect when anything negative comes up about them, if they're being criminally investigated and it has nothing to do with what's happened in their personal life. Which brings up another question of, should their personal life be under the microscope if they're people who are put in positions of trust and have deep responsibilities, which you do as the director of the CIA? Or, hey, is it nobody's business because he fooled around? Who cares? I think it is our business, because there might have been some pillow talk here that makes a big difference in, one, that book that was produced by Paula Broadwell as the biographer, and what she said to other people, and ultimately how this whole Benghazi thing now is unfolding. And listen, I was one of the people saying, I think it was stupid initially of the White House to quickly try to put out the flame of, September 11th, and it's the 11th year of the anniversary of September 11th, and that's really what happened here in this consulate. Now it gets even deeper than that. Now we're talking about there could have been Libyan militants that the people who busted in wanted to get out of the consulate because they had the information on it. Plus, it also coincided with September 11th. And that's just part of this really twisted story. And Petraeus's family, I think, is stunned by him. And you look at the difference. Hey, does his wife have a fighting chance? The wife of 37 years. And you put her next to Paula Broadwell, who does 60 push-ups on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, and you think, of course, you know, so what was the deal? He met her when she was at Harvard and she was a grad student and she's writing this book. You can kind of follow this whole thing and how it ultimately happened. But the key deal here is that there was these harassing emails that she sent to another woman. And apparently they were going back and forth, and that's what tripped the scales. That's how this whole thing really fell apart. Now, the FBI is tearing apart her place. They were at her home in North Carolina. They were doing a search. They had arranged the search with her lawyers. So the idea was they were going to look for classified material on computers or documents or any of that, which says if they find anything, look out, Petraeus. She's cooperating. She's saying she has nothing to hide, apparently. But we'll see. We'll see if they come up with anything. And now it's about who knew what when and how come he didn't resign sooner and the timing of it with the election. Of course, there's questions about that. And why was it ultimately delayed? Petraeus admitted the extramarital relationship and then resigned. And we know the history of that now at this point. That all unfolded last week. His wife said she was through somebody else, is furious over what happened with this affair. And, of course, how is she going to react? Naturally, she's going to react that way. And she's stuck in the middle of this. So the bigger thing, though, is what ultimately did he know about the Benghazi stuff? Will he have to testify? I'm going to say, yep, absolutely. Will she have to testify? It's looking that way. What comes out in that hearing and how are they questioned? And then does he face any kind of criminal prosecution as a result? Or is this just poor judgment? Is it just a colossal mistake? I mean, obviously it was, because he released a statement saying, as far as the affair goes, that he regrets it and knows that it caused his family pain. But is there anything else that's going to pop up evidence-wise that will cost him much more than just being embarrassed and apologizing to everything to everybody for what happened, including people in the CIA? So the affair between Petraeus and this Paula Broadwell, and they were both married, apparently began after he retired from the Army back in August of 2011 and ended just 4 months ago. And others in the CIA are saying they wondered why she had such extraordinary access to the general, and she took 6 trips to Afghanistan as his official biographer. This is a novice writer, grad student from Harvard, who hooked up with the general. Timelines, people, are important here. What do you think? Do you think the axe is going to swing on General Petraeus? Wow, how he served his country, and now he could face charges, and he could face charges for something else, too, because here's the thing. You heard me just mention, supposedly this happened as he retired from the military, but he could face charges according to Article 134, as many of you know, of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. And what is that? It reprimands conduct of a nature to bring discredit upon the armed forces. Would they pursue it? I'm not so sure. And then as the FBI looks at some of the things that are said, what will they ultimately find out? The person who is the third part of the story could hold the key to this whole thing blowing up. We're going to talk about that next. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Trail of what happened with General Petraeus. As I said, this is really some of the biggest buzz across the land, no matter if you're listening to me in Ottumwa, Iowa, or Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, or anywhere in the great state of Illinois or Texas, for that matter. And the reason why is because everybody wants to know, oh, geez, who knew what? Why didn't he resign sooner? Is this just a case of misjudgment and stupidity on the decorated general's part who was at the head of the CIA and just got carried away with this affair, took her on all these trips to Afghanistan, or is there more to this? What ultimately did she know, and could Petraeus be taken down? The other person connected in the middle of this crazy tale that could be on Oxygen, Lifetime, or Oprah's network is this family friend, Jill Kelly, is a woman in Florida who volunteers to help the military, and she's a big-time friend of Petraeus and his wife. And somehow, the woman who was writing the biography felt threatened by this family friend, probably because she was around a lot. So that's when Paula Broadwell, you know, you figure a woman who can do 60 push-ups, 40 years old, attractive looking, there, as my husband says, there might be a kook hiding in there. So she decides to get super, super jealous and starts sending crazy emails to the woman that's the family friend. She got these anonymous emails that were very threatening. So she went to, authorities, cops, whatever. The FBI traced the messages to Broadwell's computer. They found other explicit emails between Broadwell and Petraeus, so they knew that they were having an affair, and this was simply her thinking that Petraeus was involved with the family friend, but they weren't at all romantically involved, just friends, the Kellys, and the Petraeus family is just friends, and that was it. But the one woman found it so threatening, she went, and this whole thing unraveled after that, after, the, you know, just became, another, like I said, a perfect, perfect drama for afternoon TV. A real human drama that's going to unfold probably in front of Congress, perhaps a little bit, because Petraeus, it looks like he'll be called to answer questions about Benghazi, and so will this ex-mistress, because they're going to want to know what she knew. Some details that have gushed out from her are things that weren't, that don't add up, that weren't out there before, it looks like, anyway. I mean, look, this is a guy who was the big-time face of Iraq and Afghanistan, and then the CIA director. Boy, talk about your world come crashing down. That's exactly what happened when he resigned for this indiscretion. And did Eric Holder know? And what's the timeline on this? Just a lot of questions about the investigation and what's going to happen on the Hill. And because he was supposed to testify to the House and Senate Intelligence Committees about the attack on the consulate, the timing does make it interesting. And trying to tie up loose ends in the investigation, they're going to have to confront him. So he will definitely be making some kind of a public appearance. And you got another general in the meantime, General John Allen, who's under investigation because of this Petraeus thing. So as one general goes down, another one might be in deep trouble as well. And it goes back to the same thing, the center of the storm. And Allen is the commander of the International Security Assistance Force in Afghanistan. And he's under investigation for what they're calling inappropriate communications with the woman I just described, Jill Kelly. I know you need a scorecard. Who has supposedly gotten those threatening emails from Paula Broadwell, the woman who David Petraeus had the extramarital affair with. So he gets dragged into this, and he could be in trouble. They're reviewing all these documents. And you know how many documents there are? 30,000 documents. 30,000 documents. Oh, how crazy is that? And these are all connected to this whole matter. 30,000. What, do they have one sentence on one page? How do you get 30,000 documents out of this? Save a few trees. Don't have an affair. And then you got the email exchanges, and there were a lot of them between Jill Kelly and General John Allen. This is our commander. This is our commander in Afghanistan, and he's in the middle of this patent place. Oh, I think he definitely has a chance to go down, only because somehow he's stuck in this. So, and what's very strange about this, he was supposed to be the next commander of the U.S. European Command and the commander of NATO forces in Europe, but that's on hold until they decide what the facts are with him. If he's confirmed by the Senate, he was supposed to take this slot up in 2013 in the beginning. But the nomination is on hold until they find out, until they investigate this side of it and find out what General Allen knew and what was going on with the emails between him and this housewife in Florida. So this isn't going away anytime soon. Coming up on America Tonight, we will get away from it here. I promise we're not going to take an entire hour to discuss Petraeus and why, if he had only just kept his pants on, he wouldn't be in the middle of this and he'd still be the director of the CIA. Regardless, coming up, we're going to talk about getting retirement ready. Once a month, or sometimes twice a month, we talk with Mike Bonacorsi, especially as a lot of people are nervous about the tax situations and what should they do and what if they have a little bit of money or if they have money in different places? And he's just terrific. He in fact, ran a marathon. He's going to tell us about running that marathon at 58 years old. He said he wanted to do it before he was 60, one of those bucket list things. So bravo for him. You don't want to miss that conversation, whether you're in your 30s or if you're in your 60s. It doesn't matter. In the meantime, the White House, besides dealing with this situation with Petraeus, which has to be a little bit of a nightmare because certainly they don't want to deal with that, the White House is also having to weather a barrage of faxes and calls that they're getting about states saying they want to secede from the United States. The biggest is Texas. You have to get 25,000 signatures, and they got more than 25,000 signatures, and they asked to be able to form their own country and get away from the Union of the United States. So that brings up a lot of questions as to legalities, challenges, conversations about it. Do I think that's going to happen? No. But do I think that it's going to be challenged in a court system? Oh, absolutely. As to whether or not, hey, if you go back in our history, you look at signatures, isn't it about that? The White House will have to in some way, well, I mean, whether they want to or not, they're going to have to in some way address it, if whether it's through a daily briefing or whatever it is. They've gotten petitions from 20 states at this point, and more people are trying to gather signatures. And here's what the deal is. I mean, can you imagine our flag with, what is that, 30 stars? A redo of the flag. So the day after the Prez was reelected, the White House's website got really blown up with people hitting it. They got a petition asking them to allow Louisiana to secede. Same thing with Texas. And as I mentioned, other states are also doing the same thing. The response, it's going to require some kind of a response from the Obama administration, because if you look at the rules of the White House that are there online under a thing called We the People, you'll see that they say that they have to address it. So, boy, it makes it that much more interesting. No time to party at the White House. They got to worry about fiscal cliffs, losing states that want to secede, and then General Petraeus, who can't keep his pants on. Hang with us.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Each and every month we catch up with our pal Mike Bonacorsi. He gets us retirement ready. In fact, the name of his book, and it's an excellent read. If you read this book, I guarantee you will get yourself in the right mode to be ready for the things you need to do. It's an easy read. It is great. And it's called Retirement Readiness, Creating Your Vision, Knowing Your Position, and Preparing for Your Future. Mike is about those goals. And it's interesting because before we jumped on the air, he's in our virtual green room. And normally we would pump him with donuts and all kinds of crummy, sugary things. But this is a guy who's really in good shape. In fact, he just ran a marathon. It was on his bucket list. And that's the kind of things he tells you to think about. Mike, so you did you always want to do this deal of running that many miles?
You know something? I started running, Kay, about 4 years ago in earnest. I always ran a little bit to work out. I've always worked out all my life. And I started running in earnest about 4 years ago. I had throat cancer, and my recovery, I just wasn't making the gains lifting weights, and I wanted something different. So I started running, and I said, well, I'll be happy running fives and tens if I could get to that point. And then 1 year I ran a half. And then this year, I ran a couple of halves at the beginning of the year, and the marathon was coming up, and I said, you know, I'd really like to do a marathon before I turn 60 years old. I'm 58 years old. I want to do at least one, and then I'll decide afterwards if I want to do others. So I made it my plan, part of my plan, to get out there and run it. It was a lot of prep. You know, my wife Karen will tell you, we'd go on vacation, and first thing I'd have to do is schedule my run.
Ooh, what was that like? What was it like when you crossed the finish line?
Oh, I got to tell you something. I was so happy. It was. I really struggled in the last 5 miles. My hips were hurting me. I was limping. And all I wanted to do was get through it. And I turned onto the main street. And I've got to tell you, I'm not a fast runner. you know, the crowds had already gone. There was still a bunch of us out on the course, but, you know, all the big runners had been in, the big group had been in, and I came running down, and I saw my wife, and I saw my granddaughter, and I saw my my nieces and my stepdaughter on the side of it, and I just felt fantastic. They were all cheering for me. They came out and they ran the last 100 yards or so with me. It was absolutely fantastic.
I love it. Congratulations. Good for you. And it goes along with what we say. It's what you say in the book. Know what you want to do when you retire. What are your goals, even for recreational things or goals that you want to do athletically, like the one that you just did, or traveling somewhere, whatever it is, and really prepare yourself for that, right?
Absolutely. That, you know, create that bucket list. Don't laugh at the people that have bucket lists. They're the people that are out there enjoying life.
Yeah, yeah.
Get out there, create that bucket list. Even if you don't hit them all, do what you can, do as many of them as you can. Push yourself a little bit. You know, just because you're 50 or 60 or even 70 years old, it doesn't mean it's time to slow down.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's a bunch of burning questions always about retirement accounts, and I think there's always a lot of confusion with that with people. I'm preaching to the choir with you. Here's a big question, and this is one that I think really baffles people because they're not sure about it. When can they actually take their money from their retirement accounts?
You know, this is a great question, Kate, and it's so timely because we're getting towards the end of the year. And people who have traditional IRAs, traditional retirement plans, not Roth, because a Roth don't require a distribution, but people who have a traditional plan or IRA have to start taking money out of their account at age 70 and a half. And that's a requirement. You have to start taking it the year that you turn 70 and a half, or the first year only. You could defer it until April 1st of the following year, but then you have to take two distributions out. Now, in 2009, we got a waiver on RMDs. Nobody was required to take them out, and it started causing some confusion in 2010 because people really weren't paying attention to the fact that it came back into being. But it's required that you take it out. If you don't take that minimum distribution out, the required minimum distribution, you can pay a penalty of 50% of the undistributed amount, which means that if you had a requirement to take out $5,000 as part of your required minimum distribution, you'd have to take out the $5,000, plus they could fine you another $2,500. On top of that. So this is an important thing you want to make sure that you cover by December 31st. It also speaks volumes for a number of things. Number one, you want to make sure that you know where your accounts are. Don't forget about that little IRA that you have in a bank somewhere or a 401k that you left at a former employer. These are the things that will trip people up. You want to make sure you know where your accounts are. I'm a big believer in consolidating these accounts just for this purpose only. That's a big fine that you could get hit with.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of fines and money, that's the other question. You know, taxes are a dirty word, Mike.
Yeah.
So how are you going to be taxed, and on what accounts would you actually pay the tax? That's also confusing.
Okay. When you take money out of these IRAs at 70 and a half or 401ks, you're going to pay income tax on them. Now, it's one thing you want to remember is that the amount that you take out is added to your income, and you're going to pay at whatever your income tax rate is for that year. There is no special income tax rate. So for everybody, it's going to be different. If you make $15,000 a year and you take income you take a distribution from your IRA, you're going to pay income tax on whatever that tax rate is. It's going to be a lot different than from the person that makes $100,000 a year and takes money out of their IRA. So everybody's going to pay a different rate. It's whatever your taxable rate is, and that's how much money you're going to be paying on taxes.
And then going along that same route, because people are talking about tax loopholes and what's closing and how much you can you know, it's always about what can you write off, especially when you have these businesses. And charity is a big deal, because whether you give a lot to charity or maybe you don't realize what you give to charity when you go and you get the slip from turning clothes into the Salvation Army, and then, oh, yeah, you gave money for something else and you bought some things here at a charity auction. But the other part is, can you still gift to a charity directly from your IRA?
Yeah, that's another great question, Kate. Back at the end of last year, they stopped that that process. You used to be able to send money directly from your IRA up to $100,000 directly to a charity. Now, what this did was, number one, it allowed you to take your required minimum distribution but not report it as income, because basically it was a wash. You were giving it to a charity. You got the charity, you know, you got the deduction of the taxes, and you didn't have to pay the taxes on top of it. It was a wash. Now, however, what you have to do is you have to take that distribution out. You're going to report it as income, and then if you make that charitable deduction again, you'll make that deduction to a charity and take, or you make that contribution to a charity and take a deduction. Now, part of the issue is here is that when you could do it all in one step, it actually kept your income tax rate down, because you didn't report that deduction as income. Now, however, because you're taking that distribution from your IRA, you report it as income, so now it could boost you if you're minimum distribution is high enough, it could actually put you into a higher tax bracket. And this could have some bearing on the amount of premiums you pay for Medicare, and also whether or not your Social Security, how much of your Social Security is taxed. If you're in a higher tax bracket, you may be paying taxes on 85% of your Social Security. Medicare now has a sliding scale as far as how much you pay for your Part B premium. So it could create a couple of snafus for some people, that are taking that distribution rather than actually sliding it directly over to the charity and avoiding declaring it as income.
Yeah, you know, Mike, I'll say this because you do this for a living, but I believe this is the right road to go. When you're confused, you really got to go see a certified financial planner. I think that's the best route. So many people try to just kill their brain and overload it with the things that they pick up and they read here and they read there. I don't mean your book. I mean when they are picking things off the internet, little things off of business sites, and they get so bloody confused that in the end they do the wrong thing. I bet you've had a lot of clients that have come in and had to be unraveled.
Oh, absolutely. There is a ton of information overload out there.
Yep.
People try to learn it all. Kate, I've been in the business over 20 years, and I learn something new every day. Things change so fast. So I think it's always critical to sit down, find the person that's the expert. And, you know, I talk about taxes in general. I'm not a tax preparer. I'm not a tax expert. When I have a client that comes in that wants information more than a concept, I send them right to CPAs that I deal with. They're the experts. And, you know, when I have people that have real specific estate planning questions, I send them right to attorneys that I work with. And for people who have financial planning questions or trying to work with that plan, you know, they send them to me, because, you know, you really have to talk to the expert. I certainly wouldn't try and diagnose my health.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. I've been there. I've done it, so I know. And then I realize, oh, well, yep, I guess all that stuff that I was gathering is just going to gather dust, because I need to go to a pro. Mike, you're a pro, and it's always so fun to talk to you. We're going to do it again in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely, absolutely. Looking forward to it, Kate. And if I don't talk to you, have a great Thanksgiving to you and all your listeners.
All right, you too. Michael, thanks so much, and congratulations.
All right, thank you. Take care now.
Thanks, bye-bye.
What we save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Modern Museum of Art, you'll see those soup cans. That would be Andy Warhol. One of his works just was sold for over $17 million in New York City. $17 million at the famous Christie's Auction House. The sale was Endangered Species San Francisco Silver Spot. It was a print that got $1.2 million. Then there was a few, because we're adding this all up. Then there were a couple of others that included Jackie, a screen print and paper collage of Jacqueline Kennedy. That sold for $626,000. How about that? That's more than double what they thought they were going to get, $300,000. So the art world, apparently, the people who are buying up art have some serious dough. While the little people are struggling, they're paying for drawings from Andy Warhol. This seems so high to me, doesn't it? Oh. All right, T.S. Eliot, you all know who he is. Valerie Eliot, the widow of the Nobel laureate, T.S. Eliot, died at the age of 86. She was, and the reason for especially mentioning her death, she was so guarded about his legacy. And it was very, very tough initially to get the rights to Cats. Remember Cats, the big musical? Well, T.S. Eliot had a bunch of poems, and that's what that was based on, but she eventually relinquished, and that became a huge Broadway success, as you know. And after he died in 65, she became the executor, as things happen in wills. She edited his poems and letters and was able to get some things published, but she refused to cooperate with biographers. That was what T.S. Eliot wanted. He did not want a lot of information out there, so she didn't do it. She wouldn't do it. She relented, like I said, for the Cats thing and a few other things that he had worked on through poetry and whatever else. But that was it. But she really, really did not speak very much about what his life was like with him and, you know, that kind of stuff. Here is a big one that you can all relate to. If you have both eyes open and you've rolled over, sit up, guys, and pay attention. You ready for this? Yeah, I mean, you're gonna really love this. You know how men complain about female drivers? There are more women on the road than men now. Women have passed men on the roads with driver's licenses. How about that? There used to be a big-time gender gap, but now, and this is a study that was done by the University of Michigan's Transportation Research Institute, they looked at gender trends in driver's licenses between 95 and 2010, and they found that women or teenage girls, you know, add up any ages, have surpassed males. Over the 15 years the study covered, the share of men from 25 to 29, for example, with driver's licenses dropped 10.6%. The share of women the same age with driver's licenses declined by about half that amount. So you start to add all of this up, and guess what you get? By 95, men with driver's licenses outnumbered women 89.2 million to 87.4 million. But by 2010, 105.7 million women had licenses compared with 104.3 million men. So look out when you get cut off. That crazy driver might not be a man. It might be a woman. And I'm not so sure that it's just, are women worse drivers than men or vice versa? Or no, it just depends on the person. I think it depends on who's texting, who's on the phone, who's distracted eating a hamburger, who's talking to all the other people in the car, and they get lost in the conversation so much so they forget that they're driving. That's happened with some of the people that I've driven with. It's simply a question of they get carried away, and instead of focusing on what they're doing, before you know it, they're focused on something else completely, you know, completely different, and we're veering off in the wrong direction on the road. So I guess to me, I don't know that this is necessarily a gender thing. I would say there's just as many poor, and that's not what the study was about, but I'd say there's just as many poor male drivers as there are female drivers. And for teens, oh, that has to be distracting. It has to be horrifying when you first send your teenager off after they've passed their driver's test and you're scared to death about what's going to happen in that car when they're off with their friends cruising around, maybe to and from school or wherever it is they're going, you know, for fear of what's going to happen in that car and ultimately the many, 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 many distractions that they face. How about this? In a completely different direction, the United States is going to determine over the next several weeks, and this is important, how many troops they're going to keep in Afghanistan as part of that residual force following the drawdown of most of the combat forces. Because, you know, post-2014, what is the number? And there's going to be people there. There's going to be soldiers. There's going to be a presence, but a really, really diminished presence. So what is that diminished amount? There's a couple of different things they're considering, and they're looking at different options, including counterterrorism, training Afghan forces and advising teams as well. So you could be talking about maybe a couple of thousand, maybe slightly more than that, but they're not releasing the exact numbers at this point. The number in this story is this has to be figured out in, they're talking about three weeks. The Pentagon, the White House, they're all getting together, the top brass trying to figure it out and coming up with what it's going to ultimately be. But 2014 is when that's it. That's when we're really out, completely out of Afghanistan. So who's ever left, whatever it is that they're aiming for, that's what they got to come up with. This is a sad story. I'm talking about the fact that the, you know, they were talking about the furnace might be the culprit in that terrible blast, if you remember, that happened in Indianapolis on Monday. And you see the wreckage from that. And if you just looked at a picture, honestly, you could almost replace it with what you see in Sandy because it's just sticks. You had homes that just exploded in Indy, and they're talking about a bad furnace might be to blame for what happened there, and it killed two people, and, of course, dozens of homes had to be demolished. They were just wrecked. There's no way. So if it's a furnace, can you imagine how those people feel about that? How about the Girls Gone Wild creator? The Girls Gone Wild founder Joe Francis owes $21 million to Steve Wynn, the casino owner, magnate, really, king of Las Vegas, after a jury awarded him $41 million. So what was the deal on that? Seems like Joe Francis must have so much money because he never seems to be bothered by any of the things that happen to him when he's getting sued for something or in trouble for something else. But a Los Angeles Superior Court judge issued a ruling on Friday heading into the weekend that cut the award by $21 million, eliminating $20 million in punitive damages. And what this is that his lawyers argued that the judge made a mistake when she considered these Good Morning America comments that were made since they weren't part of the initial case. And what happened was Francis testified that he heard about these crazy claims. He was told that Wynn had threatened to hit him in the head with a shovel and have him buried in the desert. Wynn denied making threats and claimed they damaged his reputation and put his casino license at risk because of the whole mafia thing and burying people in the desert. So he testified he heard about it from Quincy Jones, who testified that no such statements were made. Oh, that would have been fun to cover that in L.A., wouldn't it? So, in the end, Steve Wynn gets $21 million. $21 million for an offhanded, crazy comment that Joe Francis makes. Aye, 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 aye.
Well, that's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
Think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.